Aaron Goldhammer. Weekday mornings at 9. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. I feel like we've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Nathan Zagura.
Week 16 of the 2017 campaign, and we are just getting ready for Christmas and a Christmas Eve matchup. So much anticipation as your Cleveland Browns head west to the Windy City, to the Midway, to take on the Chicago Bears. Good evening, everyone. Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura. It is the Hugh Jackson Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Nathan. Good evening, friend.
Good evening to you as well, Ken. Yes, one, I'd say this is the last real opportunity for the Browns to get that win. Week 17 with the Steelers now losing to the Patriots.
And they got to get themselves two wins to get themselves that home bye.
That's right. Yeah. So they're going to be playing in week 17.
At least I should say one first week bye. Probably have to go on the road either way. But what are you going to do? Anyway, we got all sorts of stuff coming up later on. But let's start off first with what's trending. And let's go back to Sunday before we spring ahead to Chicago. And a quick takeaway or two from Sunday's loss to the Ravens, friend.
There wasn't any. I really didn't take anything positive away from that game. That game seemed to go on forever. As I've said earlier in the week, it was like I went and saw Star Wars this past weekend, and it was tremendous. And you know, I've seen Episode 4, the original Star Wars, probably 150 times. I felt like on Sunday that I was a stormtrooper watching Episode 4, knowing that at the end of it, the Death Star was going to get blown up. Spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen it in the last 40 years, knowing that it was inevitable.
Because for a second, I thought you were going to give away that, and I was going to yell to Meredith, our producer, to dump.
I'm not going to get angry Star Wars fans. Episode 4, that's old, very old. Everybody's seen it at this point. It was a feeling of inevitability. It was the same old turnovers, not stopping the pass. Ben Watson, who has 43 yards, is his season high against any team not called the Cleveland Browns, had 91 in the first meeting, 74 in a touchdown in this meeting. It just was the same story. Turnovers, you can't stop anybody from throwing the football outside. You can't stop tight ends. It was unfortunate.
And
it was a game that watching it, you just knew what it was. I mean, you knew exactly what you were watching. You knew exactly how it was going to play out. It just was a matter of what was the final score going to be? How bad was it going
to
be?
Well, it seemed to be a day where they were going to let you make some mistakes, and then that's what happened. One team was better than the other one. We move on. Say to the quarterback, which way will the pendulum be swinging this week? With Deshaun Kizer, are we going to see good Deshaun, or are we going to see bad Deshaun?
Well, it's been every other week, so he's due to be good Deshaun again. He hasn't put together two good games in a row, but he hasn't had two bad games in a row in a long time as well. So the good news for him is since week 7, Chicago only has two interceptions, and they've allowed 9 passing touchdowns in that span. So it's a little bit different. When he faced the Ravens, they'd allowed 5 touchdowns with 11 interceptions in a similar type of a span. So they're not taking the football away. That's good for Deshaun Kizer. He seems to be a better quarterback on the road for whatever reason. He's played better on the road than he has at home. You look at his last few road games at Detroit, at Cincinnati, and then at the Chargers, where it was kind of a mixed bag. But his stats are better on the road. His yards per attempt's better. His touchdown interception ratio is better. His quarterback rating's better. So hopefully you will get a better Deshaun Kizer right now. And I think, you know, for Deshaun, this has to be tough because not only is he dealing with struggles on the field, you know, he's getting some, I would call it tough love in the media from Hugh Jackson, or I don't even know what the right term for it is, but he's been kind of battered, I would say, a little bit emotionally as well as physically, and obviously with the results. And I like Deshaun a lot, and I talk to him quite regularly before the games, and you can tell this is just eating him alive. Lack of wins is just, it's crushing him. He needs a win.
Compare him to other rookie quarterbacks that you've seen in the past, Nathan. It's very tough to put a guy in that position where you're lacking depth right now. You want to get a win. And what I'm watching here is he's starting out pretty well in these football games, and things are getting away in the fourth quarter where I think he's trying to make a comeback. He's trying to make plays happen. The turnovers in the red zone are there. I think he's putting a ton of pressure on himself.
Yeah, of course he is. And I think the one game where he actually came through and the one throw in the fourth quarter he needed to, Green Bay, the guy on the other end of it dropped it, and that is the difference between winning and losing. I think it would be a whole different feel if you even had just that one victory for him. And I think he does press at times, and it's not surprising. I think this is literally eating at him. I've seen a guy who was very happy, very confident, still confident, but he's not happy. And it's how could you be? I mean, I think anybody associated with this football team right now isn't happy at 0-14 and going through what they're going through. But, I hope that people around him are insulating him. I hope they're building him up a little bit. He has, regardless of if he does make some of the same mistakes he made early in the year, that interception at the end of that Ravens game in the red zone, I'm sure he would say it's inexcusable. But he has improved in a lot of ways, statistically and to the eye test. It's just not been good enough yet. Even though I think he's done well enough in three games or so over the second half of the year to win, it hasn't been good enough from a team effort standpoint, and I think it's eaten at him. I think that there's no question over the final 2 weeks he wants to put his best foot forward, but I don't think there's, at this point, if you're the Cleveland Browns, you've got to do something in the quarterback room.
At that position, yeah. I know that John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson, they can't talk about players from other teams, but certainly we can, and there's always going to be a question about whether or not Alex Smith is long for the Kansas City Chiefs, and okay, I'll go
Why
ahead
do they want to run him
Kirk
off?
Cousins.
Why do they want to run Alex Smith off?
Oh, I think everybody always wants to run Alex Smith off for one reason or another, don't you?
The guy's having the best year of his career.
I told you a million times, he's a guy nobody wants in September, and a lot of teams wishes they had they in December. You know how one works. I think that right now you're probably looking at, I just look at the history with John Dorsey, and he's been a guy who's gone veteran, then rookie, veteran, then rookie, veteran, 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 young guy, young guy, young guy. And I don't think that that's going to change this year. I think that they're going to take, if Kirk Cousins is available, I think that they'll take a swing. And I think
hold on a second.
If Alex Smith is available, they'll take a swing, yes.
You were yelling at me. You've been yelling at me all year that Kirk Cousins never would be available. Now you think he might be available?
I think there's a possibility. Wait a minute. Now, I just said it didn't. No. That's not what I said. I said it boggles the mind of common sense that he would be available. The only reason Washington is even close is because of Kirk Cousins, and I still wonder why are they not closer with Kirk Cousins. He's one of the great questions when it comes to quarterback, but I didn't say he wouldn't be not, I didn't say he'd be not available. I said why would he not be available? Why would that be a question? Why would you have it that way? Yes.
I'm pretty sure you yelled at me and said, why are we even talking about Kirk Cousins?
That's
there's no way
went.
Kirk Cousins is that not, executive
no
producer
way,
Gibbs, is that how it
no
went?
Way Kirk
yes,
Cousins,
that's how it went.
No,
yes, absolutely.
Jason
Thank
is
you.
Wrong and you're erroneous. I said there's no way he should be available.
You
should.
You said you did. We, why are we even talking about Kirk Cousins?
No,
he's not going to be available. He's never going to
no,
be available.
No. Should.
No.
Should
this
is a
ridiculous.
Different word.
This is revisionist
than
history.
Would.
This is
should is
you know,
much
you,
different. One
right,
starts with an SH. The other one's W-O.
You remind me of, right now you sound like LeVar Ball. You're going to promote a league soon. You're going to promote
why
a league
should,
for Kirk Cousins.
Why he should be available. Why should he be available if you're the Washington Redskins? Why? I don't understand.
I don't know, because he hasn't done enough to make you want to keep him,
so anyway,
I guess.
If he's available, what?
This is outrageous. You yelled at me the first time we talked about Kirk Cousins, which I want to say was in the first quarter of the season, maybe. First 6 weeks, you yelled at me.
Sir.
You yelled at me, sir.
That is not true.
It is a fact.
That is
and then
not
the last
true.
Time we talked about it, you were kind of mad that we were talking about. We were talking about it earlier.
It
gets you fired up.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Why?
So now I have to look
at
it. So
is Kirk Cousins elite in your mind?
I think that he has elite stats. I still wonder why they can't get further in that division where you've had all the other three teams.
Can I ask you a question?
Now,
you hate Pro Football Focus because it's all about stats, but then you're telling me Kirk Cousins elite because he has elite stats.
Well, you're taking it out on me tonight. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm just asking when the stats matter and when the stats don't. If they don't matter as long if they're from Pro Football Focus, but if they're an NFL.
Oh,
NFL.com,
that's
they matter?
True. Yes, that's okay. Absolutely right. True. Well, one is given by the league.
I just want to clarify.
One is given by the National Football League, and the other one's given by an outlaw offshoot website that I care not to talk about. So I see what NFL.com says, and his stats are very, very nice. But I say, and I guess I'll still say it, why should he be available if we know that this is a quarterback-driven league and we are obsessed with the position in the league? Why should he be available if you're the Washington Redskins? So if he's available, then yes, I expect the Browns to take a swing at him. I expect Alex Smith to have a swing taken at him. Well, not in the proverbial sense, but you understand what I'm saying. Not in the literal sense, I should say. So you have that. You have those two veterans, and then we'll talk about different quarterbacks.
Which so do you think that
Sam Darnold's grandfather has a very roundabout connection to Cleveland? I can't actually say on this radio show, but I've said on a radio show elsewhere.
Do you think that they would, if you bring in an Alex Smith or a Kirk Cousins, do you still use the number one overall pick on a quarterback?
You know, I think a lot of people would be a proponent of that. I think they would. Now, I think that if it was me, this is an
I don't think I would. If I bring in somebody that's that established, you still have Deshaun who can develop.
With Alex, I think I probably – Alex has proven that he can play and eliminate that distraction. You know, Gerard and I were talking about Mike Glennon last night. And I thought Mike Glennon kind of let the situation get to his head from the moment they drafted Mitch Trubisky. He's not ready to do that. But
Mike Glennon's also a totally different level quarterback.
I understand that, but I think that's the point, is Alex Smith can handle it, Mike Glennon can't.
But I'm just saying, from a resource standpoint, if you bring in Alex Smith, in my mind, or Kirk Cousins, aren't you saying, this guy's my quarterback for at least the next two years?
I think a lot of people wonder, and that's true, but I think a lot of people wonder, if I bring in Kirk Cousins, I'm putting in Kirk Cousins on the belief with what I'm investing in him that he's my quarterback for the next 7 years.
Right. So if you bring in Kirk Cousins, then why would you draft quarterback number one?
Hold on, let me finish here. Okay. I probably, with Kirk Cousins, this is an unpopular thing, I'm listening to the number three overall team. I'm listening to four and five, and I'm seeing what's best, and I might move out of that number one spot, even though I might be that fifth team. So I could end up drafting three and four. I could end up drafting four and five, three and five, somewhere in there, and I can get myself a weapon for Kirk Cousins and another weapon for Kirk Cousins and somebody on defense, probably supplement what I have.
Sure.
I don't know what the price would be to move up. I mean, we're already talking draft, but let's go ahead and go with it.
Sure.
I don't know what the price would be. Do I get a second-round pick to move up that high? Do I get a first-round pick?
From the next year.
Yeah. Do I get a first-round pick for the next year to move up that high?
Well, think about what you got.
For a quarterback, I think that price is going to be quite high, sir. I've already moved out a second before for a first-round pick. Go ahead.
Think about what you got from 8-2 from Philly.
Exactly. So I think that if you'd like to move up to one,
yeah, it's going
to
cost
to get my corn, in the words of Ebenezer Scrooge and George C. Scott, to get my corn, you must meet my quote.
I agree with that. And if you went from 1-3, let's just say, just 1-3, knowing the Giants at 2 are going to take a quarterback as well, if you had Kirk Cousins, you would still get the same guy at 3 that you would get at 1, and you'd pick something up.
I think with Kirk, I'm out of the business of quarterbacks for this year, because if I take him...
I can't believe you're talking about Kirk Cousins like this. I can't believe this is realistic to you.
It's an if. It's an if.
No, but this is a totally different Ken. This sounds like... This is like bizarro Ken right now.
I'm just getting beat up by you.
It's not beat up. I like it.
Boy, you come in, you got a lot of chutzpah today. I don't know what happened about an hour ago, but you got it going for you, buddy boy. So I tell you what, I better buy my P's and Q's. Nathan's come out with the claws, baby.
No, I have. I like it, Ken. I like it.
Well, we're living in a hypothetical world, so let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
so if it is Kirk Cousins, I move out. I know that's an immensely unpopular thing. But
I don't think that's unpopular at that point.
Trading down is an unpopular thing as of right
now. If you move from 1-3 and you were able to convince everybody you're still getting the exact same player because there are going to be two quarterbacks to go 1 and 2, I don't see why it would be unpopular. Because at that point, you've done your quarterback. And I like that. You let Kaiser sit here and develop for
Deshaun,
a couple of years.
I could give him a breath.
Give him a breath.
And let him see
bring
what's
in
going
Barkley,
on around
bring
him.
In Aminka Fitzpatrick. Maybe add and come back up with all your twos. Get a top receiver.
If I take one of the top quarterbacks in this draft, what's my expectation for next year? A nice step forward, you're hoping. But if you take Kirk Cousins,
no, then you're thinking 8 wins.
Bingo. You're thinking playoffs. So you're thinking competition
playoffs?
For the playoffs. That's what
playoffs?
You're thinking.
I mean, I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking. Kirk Cousins, sign Allen Robinson, draft Saquon Barkley, draft Minkah Fitzpatrick with your top two picks. And
I like Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Then are we talking playoffs? So you'd run
still going to be very young around
Think about
Kirk.
Your lineup.
Very young.
You'd have Kirk Cousins, Saquon Barkley, Duke Johnson. Then you'd have Josh Gordon, Allen Robinson, Corey Coleman as your receivers.
Those are young
You'd
players.
Have that line. Well, Allen Robinson's raw, not so
those
young.
Those are talented raw oysters there, friend. That's tough.
Allen Robinson's not so young. And rookie running backs can be good right away.
Get Allen Robinson, just this, that, and the other. Just, here he comes.
Bring That's what I said. Robinson. Yeah, we're going to give him more money than anybody else.
You're going to bring in wide receivers that are free agents, huh?
Allen Robinson, yeah. Not with guys, guys that are.
Yet.
He's not 30. He's not 30 yet.
Okay, I'm just making
sure. He's
not
on his third contract. He's on his second contract.
Okay, I'm just, we this goes all the way back to 95.
So
it's
you're
been
saying,
a long time, sir.
What about Marvin Jones, Golden Tate, Mohamed Sanu?
Devon Bessen.
Well, you're talking about the Brown. Come on, those guys are totally different than Allen Robinson.
Actually, Devon Bess wasn't, until things went poorly for him personally. Devon Bess certainly wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but he was never supposed to be a superstar.
At least in comparison to some of the other free agents that you've gotten.
I'm just saying, think about that for a second. Kirk Cousins, Saquon Barkley, Gordon Robinson, Coleman.
Brent Hartline wasn't that bad. He was a good.
Anyone? Are you into that?
He was a good character guy, I should say. Had a rough season,
that doesn't
but
get
he was
you
a
excited.
Good character guy.
That gets me, like, excited.
Yeah, but I don't know how realistic that certainly
Why?
Is. Well,
we're living in a hypothetical world. You said it.
Okay. We're living in a material world. And I am a material girl. All right, moving on. We got so much more coming up in the show. We'll have the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, joining us also. We'll go around the league. Also, is it championship weekend in fantasy football?
Indeed it is.
Oh my, I can't wait.
Indeed it is. My buddy Andy Sims had never made the playoffs in 7 years in our league, and he is in the title, and he is the prohibitive favorite. Could be his first ever title. Big.
He's your friend?
Huge. Andy Sims, Agents
of
the Stars.
I guess I'll hope he wins. Coming up next, we have Duke Johnson. I hope he loses after the way you got in me about Kirk Cousins. Coming up next, we'll have running back Duke Johnson joining us. Brought to you by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
How beautiful is Cree LED lighting? Crisp. Brilliant. As gorgeous as the timbre of my voice. My voluptuous voice. Feel it filling your ears, giving shape and sweet meaning to the ordinary. You can't buy my voice, but you can buy Cree LED lighting. Cree, light a better way. Learn more at Cree.com.
Hey, Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half off select sushi on Tuesdays, half off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Welcome to Game Day Superstitions.
I'm here with legendary towel boy, Ricky Dees. You do something special with towels before games, right, Ricky?
One word, man. Torigami.
You mean origami?
Torigami, the ancient art of towel folding.
Like little swans and stuff.
Swans? I fold them into Ford Mustangs and F-150s, symbols of strength and breathtaking beauty.
A true artiste.
No, man, I'm just a towel boy.
Ford is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here. And I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown, exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back at Berea, the Hugh Jackson Show, all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Browns Bears, Christmas Eve, the edition Sunday afternoon. And to get you set for it, we welcome in Browns running back Duke Johnson. Duke, how you feeling?
I'm good, you?
Well, I'm doing well. I've never been asked how I'm doing. All right, show me your book bag. I want to see your book bag. Or backpack. Which one do you call it?
Book bag.
Oh, this is... Okay, this is interesting. Folks, we have a leather piece. This looks like a Michael Jackson jacket at the very top. What type of backpack is this?
It's actually one I designed. I made myself.
You designed this one?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get this made?
I have a designer. I have someone down in Miami who took care of everything for me.
Now, you're known for always having a backpack on. Why?
I'm not sure. I've been this way since I was a kid. It's kind of like my little snuggie or my little blanket.
Makes you comfortable.
It does.
So what are usually the contents? I saw a video of it. What's usually the contents of it?
Whatever you could think of. I'm real big on electronics, so 9 times out of 10, I have either my iPad or my laptop or both. I have chargers for everything.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I have pretty much any electronic I have will be my book bag.
How many do you have? How many different types of book bags do you have?
I want to say upper 20s, around the 20s.
Have you ever gotten in your car and forgot it was on?
No, I actually got a routine of it's kind of like a child, so I put it in the passenger seat first, and then I sit down to make sure it's there.
It's like a child, your child.
Yeah, when putting it in the car, of course, I got to make sure it's in first, and then I get in the car.
Okay, that's nice. So that's in the passenger seat. Do you buckle it?
I don't.
It's okay to fall.
Yeah, it don't fall. It normally sit back and it can hold its own.
I dig it. Duke Johnson joining us on the show. What's with the Hulk fists that are above your locker?
It's kind of an anger management tool for myself that I use mm-hmm. On off the field.
You put them on and...
No, it's just a kind of a objective reminder.
Oh, okay. Take that. I'm just looking at things in your locker here. Were you allowed to have a visor in high school?
Yes. Tinted? No.
Did you always want a tinted visor?
I always wanted one. I've been trying to figure out how to get one to play in the game with.
So now you have a tinted visor. Does it help you or does it just look cool?
It depends. Tinted visors help.
Yeah? How come?
It kind of makes it darken your shield, kind of deflects the light a little bit.
I just always liked. I always remember the mirrored visors. They don't let you have those anymore.
You gotta have, basically an eye problem to have one.
That's an NFL rule?
I believe so. Something of the sort. So I have to wear a clear one during the game.
Because they look like, I always think of like Brian Dawkins or something like with his. Because I didn't know what he looked like until he retired.
Yeah, sick. Because his was so dark.
Uh huh. Do you think you'll ever go to a dark one?
I'm hoping. Try to baby step it.
What you? Oh, so you have to like file paperwork with the league or something?
It's a lot to go through. I was told it's almost impossible to get if you don't have something wrong with your eye. So,
can you go like to an eye doctor and kind of like fake it?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried that yet. Maybe the next step.
You're too, that's good. You're too honest. That's a very good thing. So, how's the season personally for you? How's it gone?
Personally, it's not bad. Every year, I just try to progress and. Certain areas in my game and improve every year, and I think I've done it.
Being a weapon in the offense, how much of a say-so do you have in certain plays and certain game plans? Do they ever talk to you about it?
No, not at all. It's Duke, do this and do that. And
you do what you're told?
Yes, sir.
How many times when you get the ball, there's always one cut? There always seems to be one cut. You don't move too much. It always seems to be you plant, you shake somebody, and you're always able to get positive yards. How's that work?
Just try to find where the defense is soft. Normally, if I'm stretching, I'm cutting, trying to get behind one of the blockers just to get positive yardage.
Take us through the touchdown that happened on Sunday.
It was kind of a power play, a one-man power, shotgun. And I think my guys pulled around, and they had two defenders hit the gap we wanted to run in. So I had to bounce it, and Seth DeVal was batting out there with Terrell Suggs. And once I got around the corner, it wasn't no one else out there because the two guys that hit the hole and Terrell Suggs was supposed to be contained. Since he was so intense in that battle with Seth Val, he wasn't able to get back out, and it was free.
Do you like playing in Chicago? You've only played preseason there, right?
No, I didn't play.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't play.
Oh, so this will be your first game ever, like, actually playing in Chicago?
No, I played in college in Chicago. We played Notre Dame.
Okay. Did you like it?
No, I wasn't used to the weather then. It was freezing.
You used to the weather now?
I am used to it now.
The blood's thickened up?
Yeah.
I know you want to look forward to Chicago and then Pittsburgh and finishing off the season strong, but what are you doing during the off season? That sounded funny. It's actually like I was wanting to hang out with you. What do you plan to do during the off season?
I'm in school, so I'll be back in school.
Where at?
University of Miami.
Are you actually going to physical class? Do you go online?
Yes, I go.
So you go and sit back in class?
Yeah, every year.
So how does that work? Are you still, if I can ask, and if you don't want to answer, that's fine. Are you still on scholarship?
So I believe we have a program at UM that if guys want to come back and get a degree, they'll pay for it.
What's your major?
Sports administration.
How close?
Probably like a couple of years out. Still working
really?
on everything.
Yeah, have you talked to many people about this?
No, not really.
So how many credit hours are you taking this coming, I guess, semester?
See, we haven't discussed that yet. As soon as the season's over and I'm able to get home, I sit down with my advisor and talk about everything.
I don't know. Do you really want to be taking 12 credit hours or something like that? I mean, that's a full load, plus you have to get ready for...
That's the thing. I don't take full loads because I want to make sure I focus on training and get everything I need. So I take what I can, and whatever I don't, I take next year. So,
how many off seasons have you been going back to school?
Every off season.
I've never known this. So you haven't talked to really anybody about this?
No, not really.
Okay, because I always want to get to know some people. That's really good. You feel that? Was that an important thing to your family, to you?
It's really to me, because I want to kind of coach when I finish. So.
Coach, obviously football.
High school. I'm not sure if I want to go collegiate level. I probably just go to high school.
And you don't want to be up here. Up here's a grind.
It's a lot. No, I think I just want to stick in high school. But you never know.
Do you want to be like a running backs coach, head coach? Back in, you're from?
Miami.
Okay. You sure that's competitive down there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I played in it, so I know what it takes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's commendable. Honestly, I'm just so surprised by it. I don't see a whole lot of guys go back. Did you come out early for the draft?
I did.
So you obviously want to go back. Sports administration is your major. So how soon after your career do you want to coach? Do you want to take time off, or what do you want to do?
It just depends on how I'm feeling. I don't think I want to take time off, because I think my biggest thing for me coaching is just kind of spread the knowledge to the younger guys and the guys that coming through high school about what it takes to get through college and what it takes to succeed in the NFL. So. I mean, I'd be a head coach, but it'd be more of teaching about life, like a life teacher, I guess.
Duke Johnson joining us on the show. The game has seemed to, you've always made good plays, but the game has seemed to slow down for you a little bit. Do you know in a moment when it kind of slowed down for you?
I believe I realized it the first game of this year. I mean, every year kind of slowed down and slowed down, but this year it really slowed down. It slowed down a lot.
Your vision, I mean, is very, very good. What's the key to it? Just keeping eyes above and kind of aiming second level, something like that? What goes into it?
I mean, it's a lot of film study, just knowing where the pieces fit, knowing who has to be where at what time. So that helps a lot.
Duke, it's a pleasure. I didn't know good luck during the studies this offseason. Good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate it.
Duke Johnson in the Player Spotlight. Coming up next, we'll sit down with head coach Hugh Jackson. This is the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi, it's Riz for Northeast Factory Direct. If you need new furniture to get your home ready to entertain for the holidays, you got to hear this. There are now a bunch of items, sofas, recliners, solid wood kitchen tables, mattresses, and more that Alex is buying by the hundreds, stocking them in his warehouses so they're in stock and you can get them right away. Whether you want to pick it up yourself or have them delivered to you, you can. Buy your holiday party, West 140th in Cleveland, Lakeland Boulevard, Euclid, or NortheastFactoryDirect.com.
She's the woman who's always been there, the one that holds the key to your heart, your one true love. Show her just how much she means to you with a gift card to Marengo Luxury Spa. Let her indulge in an environment created to spoil, pamper, and surpass her every expectation. Pick up the perfect gift at Marengo Luxury Spa, located in the historic Arcade in downtown Cleveland. Call 216-621-4600, that's 216-621-4600, or go to marengospa.com. Spoil her this season at Marengo Luxury Spa, because she means that much to you.
If you could save a young boy from certain death, would you do it? Would you save him from the path of an oncoming car or the deep end of a pool? Would you put your own well-being at risk to save his life? Well, what if you could save his life without risking your own? What if that same boy needed a heart transplant and all it took to save his life was registering to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor so that when you're gone, he gets to live on? Why wouldn't you save his life then? Visit lifebank.org/morelife and register to be an organ, eye, or tissue donor today.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7 month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby's.
Cleveland has changed a lot over the past few years. A championship, an AL pennant, new hotels, and unbelievable restaurants. What hasn't changed? Jackson Deacon and Associates. For over 25 years, Jackson Deacon has been a trusted insurance advisor for the Northeast Ohio business community, offering expertise with unparalleled service. Jackson Deacon. Business. Individual. Always personal. Online at jacksondeacon.com. That's jacksondeacon.com.
Our veterans risk everything to protect our country. Thank a veteran this holiday season by telling them about the Cuyahoga County Veterans Service Commission. Their sole purpose is to provide assistance to veterans in Cuyahoga County. They are currently enrolling eligible veterans for their 2018 benefits. Everything from financial assistance to medical care to veterans disability benefits. Visit online at CuyahogaVets.org. That's CuyahogaVets.org.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is.
Was that a little too early?
No.
All right, we're good.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Hey, Cleveland. Mike Golic here with Trey Wingo.
Turn into Golic and Wingo weekday mornings at 6 on ESPN Cleveland.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Browns and Bears, a Christmas Eve edition coming up Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll go around the league. But right now, Nathan, what do we have, my friend?
It's time for the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, Ken, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Joining us right now on the hotline, the coach and the namesake of the show, head coach Hugh Jackson joining us. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, you look forward to what's going on against the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Bit of a distraction, though. We are getting ready for the holiday season. How do you keep the guys focused up?
Well, obviously, our focus is we need to go out and win a football game. And I think our guys are working extremely hard. We were obviously didn't get a chance to accomplish our goal this past week at home in front of our fans, so that was disappointing. So I think our guys want to do a better job of going out on the road, playing a Chicago team that's fighting for a win themselves, and see if we can go get a victory.
Coach, you look at this Bears team, and they're 4-10 on the season, but three of those wins against the AFC North, they have swept the division. I'm sure you've watched a lot of that tape because of a common opponent. How are they able to do that?
Well, they've done a good job of running the football on offense. They've done a good job defensively taking the ball away from those opponents and really kind of stymieing their offensive football teams and their defensive football teams. And they've done well in special teams, so they've done a really good job of understanding this division extremely well and playing good football against it.
Coach, talk about their defense for a second. And what I mean by that is we've gone against teams. Minnesota sent a bunch of guys to the Pro Bowl. You look at Baltimore, they sent a guy to the Pro Bowl at each level, Suggs, Mosley, and then Eric Weddle, who's been a thorn in our side. Jacksonville sent a ton of guys to the Pro Bowl. Pittsburgh's D sent a bunch of guys to the Pro Bowl. But this Chicago team, they don't have a Pro Bowler on defense. They don't have a lot of household names that anybody knows about, yet they're top 12 in every category. Why are they so effective on defense?
Very well coached. Vic Fangio, who's a personal friend, does a great job. And they do have some players that do deserve the recognition. I mean, Hicks is playing as well as any defensive tackle in football. So they might not get recognized that way, but they do have a lot of good players.
Offensively, you know, you talked about how they like to run the football. Jordan Howard, fourth in the NFL in rushing. He struggled a little bit of late other than the big game against Cincinnati. Is that priority one in this game to stop him from running the football?
Oh, absolutely. We have got to make sure that we, from tackle to tackle, do a great job of playing fundamental football. They're going to run the ball at us. We know they are. They're going to test that part of our defense, which has been a strength for us, and we got to be ready.
When they're able to run the ball, I know that that sets up the play action, and Mitch Trubisky, a guy who can move a little bit from the pocket, you know, I know you studied him a lot coming out in the draft. Is he the same guy that you thought he would be in the NFL as you saw when you studied him before the draft?
No, he is. He's doing a good job. I mean, again, he's another one of these young quarterbacks that are playing in the National Football League at a very young age. Did sit a little while before he started to play and has had some good times and have had some times that I'm sure he wish he had back. And again, but he's definitely valued by a really good running game and strong defensive football play.
Coach, offensively for them, their main guy was probably Zach Miller. He suffered that horrific leg injury. They do have a 6'7 tight end, Adam Shaheen, who scored twice in the last 4 weeks. Kendall Wright's come on the last couple of weeks. But what do you see from this team out wide?
Well, I think, you know, you said it. I mean, Kendall Wright has made some plays for him. And then the young tight end, you just mentioned Shaheen, has made some plays here lately. I think, again, those guys are just learning Mitch. I think they're starting to let Mitch really throw the ball a little bit more down the field. He's made some plays that way with his arm, and we know he can make them with his legs. So I think they're still, like most young teams with young quarterbacks, that's still a work in progress, but I think they're starting to hit their stride a little bit.
When you look at from a defensive standpoint, the Browns have been a good defense against the run, 3.3 yards per carry, best in the NFL. The team hasn't really gotten as many sacks of late. We've talked a lot about how quickly the balls come out from opposing quarterbacks. Is this a game when this team doesn't have one of those game-breaking receivers that maybe the corners are going to get a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage and kind of take away some of those easy outside throws we saw in the second half against Green Bay and even some against the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, you said it. I mean, they don't house one of the better receivers in the National Football League, but they have some really good players. And so we got to pick our spots, I should say, is when we do that, because they still got guys out there that can make plays.
Coach for the Browns, Isaiah Crowell, expressed a little frustration this week and looked over the last 4 weeks. He's averaging 6.6 yards per carry. Is he a guy that you want to maybe try to hitch your wagon to over the final 2 weeks and get this thing rolling?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I understand his frustration. I'm just as probably as frustrated as he is at times. But those things do happen, and Crow has done a good job. He's handled those things well. Now, he needs to just go play well these next 2 weeks, and we'll definitely put the ball in his hands.
Josh Gordon, a lot's been talked about it. You know, the production's gone down the last three games. A lot of double teams, a lot of attention. And, you know, for a wide receiver, it counts on a quarterback being able to see him. It counts on the line giving time. When you watch him, tape, have you seen from Josh Gordon the last couple of weeks? And how do you get him going against the Bears team that hasn't allowed a 100-yard receiver since week three, and that was Antonio Brown?
Well, I think we just continue to put him in a situation where he can make plays. But you said it. It takes a unit to make that work. You know, it's not just Josh, and I know a lot of people are expecting Josh to have this huge breakout game, and he may. But at the same time, it's the unit that has to play well. The quarterback's got to deliver the ball. The protection has to be right. There's a lot of things that go into that to make it happen. And I think, again, we've had a really good week of practice. We just need to go play well this Sunday.
Coach, a lot of inconsistency from, obviously, DeShone Kizer. And I'd say another rookie, David Njoku, who, you know, a couple weeks ago had back-to-back games, very good, at 121 yards and a touchdown over that stretch. And then the last two games, one catch for 3 yards. We know DeShone has had his very good games, and then he's had his struggles as well. At this point, you know, as a coach, how do you deal with that inconsistency? And are you expecting that to kind of go away at this point? Or is it because these guys are 21 in their first NFL seasons, it's common, it's just magnified because they have to play so much on a team like the Browns?
I think it's a combination of both. I think, one, we have to keep coaching. You know, we have to keep pushing, and those guys got to keep working at it. But some of it is because they are young, and they are going through that process. But again, as we know, most people don't really care about that. You know, we care about the results. And I think the players do, the coaches do. Sometimes it just doesn't happen for you. The consistency of a young player in the National Football League, you know, it's kind of up and down from time to time. But hopefully over these next 2 weeks, we can really level out, and these guys have opportunity to make some plays.
You know, it seems like Deshaun is actually, in the stats back it up, played better on the road this year in general than he has at home. Do you have a theory on why that is, and how has he been this week? Because I know just from being around him myself, and I've been around him, you know, all year before the games, talking to him after the games, he really, I mean, I think this, the record is really eating at him right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's eating at us all. You know, and obviously he experienced that being the quarterback. But I think he's done a really good job this week of preparing and getting ready. Again, he knows that only gives him a chance. He's got to go do it, you know, in Chicago, in that stadium against the defense and all the other elements that we'll have to deal with. But you said it. I mean, sometimes it happens like that. The process at home versus the road may be a little bit different. I think Deshaun will tell you it's the same. But I think I've always thought that sometimes there's a little different pressure when you're playing away from home than when you're playing at home, especially in this situation, in this environment. But he's got to learn to deal with that because, again, he's the quarterback of a National Football League team, and he's got to play consistent every week.
Coach, thank you for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Head Coach Hugh Jackson joining us on the show. When we come back, we'll get you a look at fantasy football, your championship weekend edition, and we'll go around the league. You're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Hi, gang. Riz here for Universal Windows Direct, and you don't want to suffer through another winter in a cold, drafty home. Listen what my guys are going to do. How about this? You get your windows replaced now and don't pay for 18 months. Interest-free. That's right. No payments, no interest, not a dollar out of your pocket until 2019. Some restrictions apply. Call to schedule a free in-home estimate. 216-518-8900 or UniversalWindowsDirect.com, and you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Memories. They're the most important things we bring back with us when we travel. And whether we're barking in the dog pound or smack dab in the middle of enemy territory, the memories we create last a lifetime. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has lower fares and more flights to where you want to go the most, including Las Vegas, LA, New Orleans, Miami, and eight more destinations in Florida. So go on, take a vacation. Who knows what kind of memories you'll pack up and bring home. Less fare, more there. CLE, going places.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you, so let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
We're here at the Browns game with Sarah and a half dozen of her little Browns fans.
Little Browns fans?
These fifth graders are skilled junior football dynamos, all with a determination worthy to be the guardians of the gridiron.
Okay, well, you have a nice Explorer.
It's more than nice. It's spacious. It's smart. Its third row seat gives me plenty of room for my linebackers.
So, would you say Explorer's unstoppable?
I would, but you already said it. Ford, a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and they started distilling their bourbon. And other local spirits have that same attitude. Watershed Bourbon is now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Unpaid testimonial. I actually got some today.
It's good stuff.
I did.
Yeah.
We got holiday parties coming up. Got some today. It's going to be a good time, Mon Frere. All right. It's time to have a good time with Fantasy Football Championship Weekend. What do you got for me? Lots of bragging rights on the line.
A lot of bragging rights on the line, and I know that a lot of people are getting ready for these games, and, you know, this is my one piece of advice for everybody. Dance with what brung you. Don't get cute. Play your studs.
Dance seduction with what brought you.
Absolutely. You've got to do it. Now, there are some opportunities. One of them, Juju Smith-Schuster, is a guy that you probably played at times, but not all the time with Antonio Brown out. I look for him to carry the Steelers' passing attack against the Texans. He has 100 yards or a touchdown in four of the last six games and had 6 for 114 against the Pats this past week. And the Texans have allowed a 100-yard receiver in each of the last 2 weeks with three total receiver scores during that span. At quarterback, I'm going to Matt Stafford against the Bengals because, frankly, they have quit. They're not even trying right now. They've allowed four straight top 12 finishes to quarterbacks, and that includes DeShone Kizer and Mitchell Trubisky. By the way, those are both of those quarterbacks' only appearances in the top 12 this year, so they are doing something very generous. Stafford's yards been solid the last 2 weeks, 910, but only four touchdowns. Well, the good news is quarterbacks have multiple touchdowns in two straight against Cincy and three of the last four. Running back Zeke's back. I'm going to play him. He looks great. Have you seen him running along the beaches of Cabo San Lucas?
It's like it's Rocky III out there.
Like Rocky III, Apollo Creed. He's a guy who had 406 yards and five touchdowns with another 92 yards and a touchdown receiving in his four games before the suspension, and he gets the Seattle Seahawks, who just gave up a billion yards and four scores to Todd Gurley. They've allowed back-to-back 100-yard rushing efforts with a touchdown and have given up 403 yards total and five touchdowns to running backs in the last 2 weeks alone. So loving Zeke Elliott for you. Obviously, if you need a defense this week, you know who to play. There are some good options out there, but you know who you want to go with this week. Let's not overthink this.
All righty. Sounds very, very good to us, buddy boy. Okay.
I'd like to go around the league, Ken.
Let's go around the league here. It's going to sound like Bill King. It's about to be a free-for-all. Holy Toledo, it's a free-for-all.
That was my hometown guy growing up.
Really?
Yeah, Bill King.
Well, there you go.
Lon Simmons.
Well, I remember what happened when we started the show
and
today.
The Raiders.
So it's Well, we'll see
Kirk Cousins.
See how far we go here. I said if.
I'm going to get I've put a call into the people that would have access to the archives of this, and we're going to find a clip of when you yelled at me. And then when I find that clip, will you apologize, Ken?
No, because it was on happen. No, I'm not. No, it's not going to happen because it's still based on if. And to me, the
no, but before you were saying it wasn't even possible. You're mad at me for even mentioning his name.
No, that
and
wasn't
now
true.
Now you're living in that hypothetical world.
It shouldn't be possible.
You just bought a house with Bitcoin, and you're living in it.
Can we not start on Bitcoin now? Did you hear what I said? Bitcoin, how do I mine for something that doesn't even exist? It's imaginary stuff.
I don't know, but there are people making a lot of money.
I got pixie dust coming out there, and that's going to make it $330 million. I'm telling you, it's just a big scam. Anyway, Seahawks, the punishment for failure to properly apply concussion protocol on a hit to the head of quarterback Russell Wilson during a Week 10 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Was it enough, or should it have been more? The Arizona Cardinals starting in Chicago in the 1930s. I mean, goodness gracious, go ahead. Should it have been more?
I mean, maybe.
It was whole meat and potatoes there, didn't you, Jason Gibbs?
Do you take a draft pick away from him? Because you want to discourage teams from violating the concussion protocol, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So should it have been
true.
A draft pick? What's $100,000 to an NFL team?
Nothing. Nothing. That's a drop in the bucket.
So, I mean, yeah, then I think it should have been more.
Yeah, because, well, you have to.
You have to make it a serious thing that nobody even wants to think about messing with. I believe.
You are,
I'm told.
You are desperate to win in certain times. When it's only $100,000, you make it. I should not be able to say this. You make it almost worth your while to test that.
You tell me what team in the NFL wouldn't pay $100,000
to have
their best player play in a game that could get them in the playoffs? Every team.
But if your player is that messed up, you should know that it could probably hurt your chances there. But $100,000 is not nearly enough in all seriousness. If you're the league office, how would you define a catch in light of what happened Sunday in Pittsburgh against the New England Patriots?
The same way we're overthinking this. It's simple.
It's a catch.
A catch is a catch. You know it when you see it. It's a catch. You know when you see it. When you're playing.
It's like love, friend.
When you're playing as
you
a kid in the street, you knew what a catch was. He caught the ball on the right side of his body. Caught it.
Yeah.
And then because he caught it and possessed it, he tried to move it to the left side of his body and reach out. If you hadn't caught the ball yet, you couldn't move it over there and reach it out. You wouldn't have the ball because you hadn't caught it. What he did was catch the ball. They need to get the rules. They need to get them fixed up. They need to get it straightened up. The other thing that bothers me is there was not an angle that proved without question that one of his fingers or arms or whatever couldn't have been under a part of that ball. And the standard for turning it over is supposed to be 100% irrefutable evidence. I didn't see it. It was a catch, dog.
You're out of order. The league's out of order. The whole system's out of order. Zeke Elliott, back for the Cowboys. We were just talking about it. They going to make the playoffs?
It's going to be tough. They need a lot of help, right? Mm-hmm. Don't they need one of the AFC South teams to go 0-2?
I suppose.
I think that's right.
NFC South?
NFC South teams. I'm sorry. Yeah, NFC South teams. I think it's probably a little too late. Frankly, the problem wasn't no Zeke, though. The problem was Alfred Morris actually played very well for them while Zeke's been out. The problem was the adjustment period was too long, and I think Dak put too much pressure on himself, and he struggled. Once he calmed down and got it back together, they were just fine, although they were very lucky to get out of Oakland. That was a fumble, though. That was a fumble that Derek Carr did in that game.
Just going to come on and say it. I think we make too many excuses for Jason Garrett. Moving on, do you care about who got selected?
He's a good clapper, though.
There you go. Do you care about who got selected to the Pro Bowl? Would you be more invested in it if the Browns were in the Pro Bowl? You have Joe Schobert and Joe Batonio as alternates, but
I mean, the Browns were 4-12 in 2013, I want to say. Is that right? 2013? Yeah, 4-12. And they sent six guys to the Pro Bowl that year.
Yeah.
Can you name them?
Was TJ Ward in
there?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
TJ Ward, Joe Thomas, Jordan Cameron.
3-for-3.
Joe Hayden, Mack. Oh, come on, Ken. Not Gary.
He's the only one playing for the Browns on Sunday.
I already said Joe Thomas.
And he's not playing for the Browns on Sunday.
Thank. Oh, my gosh. It's a total blank.
Flash Gordon.
Josh Gordon. Oh, my gosh.
The leading receiver in the NFL.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm sorry. I got 5 out of 6. I named him the other day.
You did really well with it, dog.
Oh, jeez.
83%. That's a B.
All right. Coming up next. Tell you who our stock-up player and who our step-up players. We get set for Week 16 against the Chicago Bears. It is. I'm so disappointed. I thought that was
a good clue.
Yeah, it is the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Hey guys, holiday season is upon us and I have the perfect gift. It's a gift to Spa West, of course. A gift for that special person in your life. Family members, friends, co-workers, and yeah, even your boss. Give them a relaxing facial, massage, or a full day of pampering. Gift certificates can be purchased instantly online at SpaWest.com or call 440-899-SPA-W in Westlake. A season special, gift cards up to 20% bonus. You heard that right. A season special on gift cards up to 20% bonus. Spa West in Westlake. We'll see you there. Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experiences preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
Folks, shopping for engagement rings can be tricky because you don't really know what your girl likes. Believe me when I tell you, no matter what your budget is, no matter what you... Folks, guys, you got to get a ring that she likes. This is where Josh Bookman and his team come in. They ask you a series of questions, help narrow down the decision from hundreds of rings to maybe one or two. What does she do for a living? Does she tend to dress up or does she prefer to stay casual? Does she wear a lot of jewelry? Simple things like this will help Josh find the perfect ring for your fiancé-to-be. This is just another thing that they do at Bookman to make you comfortable, to make the experience pressure-free. Josh and his team are there to guide you all along the process. Guys, trust the Bookmans. Maybe you are thinking about getting engaged. Guys, if you are, it's time to go Bookman. They're at 8803 Brexhill Road in Brexhill, right at like 82 and 21, and online, bookmanandson.com. Remember, they are family-owned and operated, and their name is on the door. bookmanandson.com.
Did you know that blood donations drop dramatically around the holidays? But the need for blood at hospitals doesn't take a holiday. Help us get through the winter holidays by giving blood between December 16th and December 24th. To thank you, LifeShare Community Blood Services is giving all fixed-site donors a $20 Walmart gift card for their time. Make your blood donation appointment for our fixed sites in Lorain, Elyria, Canton, Massillon, or Middleburg Heights by visiting LifeShareDonor.org. That's LifeShareDonor.org. You can help hospital patients have a great holiday, too.
For the first time ever, Wendy is on your schedule. Subscribe at thelandondemand.com.
Well, we get it all going Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Gerard Cherry and I, Browns game day, taking you all the way up until 1 p.m. with kickoff between the Bears and your Cleveland Browns from Soldier Field with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura. Nathan, time to give stock up and step up. What are you thinking, buddy boy?
Stock up for me is going to be Isaiah Crowell. Over the last four games, Isaiah Crowell has rushed for 329 yards. That's 82 a game on just 50 carries. That means he's averaging 6.6 yards per carry, Ken.
Ooh.
Over the last four, I think he's stepped up. Give him the football. My step up is the whole passing ensemble. DeShone Kizer's got to be better. Josh Gordon's gone from 85 to 69 to 47 and has caught just 12 of his 28 targets. I realize that's not all on him, but he's got to be better. Corey Coleman had just 16 yards last week. Do you know that in his whole career, he's only had 40 or more yards receiving in consecutive games twice?
No.
Two times. That's it in his career. He's got to do better.
Well, it's been 2 years.
David Njoku. He's got to do better. One catch for 3 yards. The Valve hasn't scored since week six. He's topped 35 yards just twice since week two. Everybody's got to do better, Ken.
All right. I would say, you always steal it from me. One of these days, the final week, I'm going to
go first.
First.
Go first.
Yeah,
I've got a billion.
Week, I'm going to go first.
I could go all night.
Well, my step up is definitely going to be Isaiah Crowell. He is running the ball with authority. My stock up guy is definitely Isaiah Crowell. Running the ball with authority. My step up is definitely the wide receiver core. And David Njoku. I said, I got to agree with you. It's exactly
all right, then
what it
the
was.
Defense step up. Stop somebody from throwing the football on you.
There you go. But they've been well against the run. They've been pretty good against the run.
So doesn't correlate to success in the National Football
League. Well, it all starts again on Sunday, 9 a.m., Browns game day, Gerard Cherry and I. 10 a.m., Matt Wilhelm's going to join us as Gerard goes to television. Then the Cleveland Browns kickoff show with Tony Rizzo at 11 a.m., 1 p.m. kickoff. Christmas Eve, the addition of that. Kickoff between the Bears and your Browns from Soldier Field with Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura on the sidelines. Thanks to our producer, Meredith Kane, and for executive producer, Jason Gibbs and Nathan Zagura. I'm Ken Carman. Thank you for listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hey, we're here at the Browns game with Mark and his sweet Ford Edge.
Whoa, 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 sweet? To call a Ford Edge sweet is like calling a Da Vinci a drawing, a Michelangelo a figurine. Ford Edge is a masterpiece of art and science. Its EcoBoost engine and its innovative driver assist features.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I say it's pretty sweet. How would you describe the Ford Edge?
Always unstoppable. And it's pretty sweet. Ford, a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hanna, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large, spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and much more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at kand.com.
Cyber attack, data breach, malware, botnets. Think your business is immune? It's not. Malware is alive and well on most corporate networks. So you need active malware detection. You need CDW. CDW has a complimentary service called Threat Check. It passively monitors your network to detect malicious traffic and other risks. CDW's security experts will then analyze and explain the results and provide security recommendations. Learn more at cdw.com/threatcheck. CDW. People who get it.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7 month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby's.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. We've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The Insiders with Aaron Goldhammer, featuring Tony Grossi and Brian Windhorst. Weekdays at 5, ESPN 850 WK.